Councilmember Tom Gamble said that he was concerned that the herring issue was too easily characterized as a tribe versus the commercial fishery issue, when herring affected many communities and many people in different ways. My wish, said Gamble, was to see a bit more city involvement. He referred to the Sitka Comprehensive Plan and its direction to protect all resources and all users. Subsistence harvesters in Sitka Sound reportedly had a bumper crop of roe-on herring branches this year, despite the near-record commercial harvest of sacro herring. The good subsistence harvest was in marked contrast to last year. Gamble and fellow council member Michael Baines stressed that the abundance of eggs was limited to Sitka only, which they consider the last stronghold of herring spawn. Baines suggested that the Department of Fish and Game was making too much of the amount of spawning miles this year, when the tribe considers overall herring abundance to be a fraction of what it used to be before commercial exploitation.
So they say there are 64 miles of spawn at Sitka Sound. Everybody gets all excited about that, but there used to be thousands of miles of spawn growing in southeast Alaska.
Baines said the tribe was interested in pursuing an independent scientific analysis of the state's stock assessment model and was also interested in pursuing a legislative fix for what it considered a broken Board of Fish process. Sitka Assembly members expressed concern for the historic decline in herring stocks across the region. Larry Cruz asked about herring abundance in other parts of Southeast. Tribal Council member George Ridley said that with few exceptions, there were no more commercial volumes of herring anywhere in Southeast. The state, Ridley said, had managed herring out of existence in places. Tom Gamble added that the main issue was spawn, which occurred almost exclusively in the Sitka area. He said residents of Yakutat last year were caught off guard by a surprise spawn. He suggested cultural memory had been lost. They didn't know what to do. Assemblymember Nancy Cavanaugh echoed Cruz's concerns, but said, "We need some scientific support here." Consensus among assembly members present was not to interfere in the state's management of the fishery. Mayor Scott McAdams looked for some common ground that the two bodies could work together on.
The way Mr. Gamble framed it is right on point. It is an economic resource. It is a cultural and traditional resource. It is a personal use resource. It's all of these things. Biomass management is not something that falls within the purview of city government, but certainly, I don't see why the city couldn't throw its support behind more resources and better resources. And what George raises up, that we've managed ourselves right out of a fishery in some parts of the region, is something that we need to also listen to and hear, because it's very true. But that doesn't also mean that we can't continue to try to advocate for the best natural resource management and science that we can possibly get.
McAdams said that the assembly would not let itself become vested in fish politics because we lose our ability to lead on other issues. Tribal Council Chairman Woody Widmark thought the city was being tentative on the herring issue. During the February Board of Fish meetings in Sitka, Widmark said momentum was building to impose some limits on the commercial fishery, which ultimately did not pass. "I know at the time," Widmark said, "that the city was walking pretty gingerly." He called the assembly back to another time and to another issue when the community rallied for a cause.
"What I'm really happy with, when we're asking for the city for help, is that the city did come through on a much more larger scale, was the rural determination of Sitka."
Widmark said that the rural determination effort was responsible for much of what Sitkans can hunt and fish, regardless of tribal membership. While it was another subject, Widmark said it had a bearing on the herring issue. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.